going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Orioles lose 7-0 last night. They are back in action tonight. And let's talk some Orioles and some Ravens, some draft as we head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline, where we're joined by a longtime media personality. He flies nonstop only, and he's enjoying the game of life. He's also part of the Be More Ball pod. He's a sports director for the Bay Online. It's Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, but yes, Jason.
I have a question now that he reinserted the game of life part in there. Are we sure that he's not actually referring to the board game called Life?
Oh, Life, yes.
Because I think he probably would enjoy that,
yes.
Especially maybe with a gummy this or that.
Yeah. Jerry doesn't strike
on the
me
side.
As a board
Are you
game
a board
guy?
Game
I think
guy?
He enjoys board games more than life itself.
Well, let's ask him. Do you like board games, Jerry?
Am I allowed to speak?
Yeah. Yes.
No, I don't like board games. The last time I played a board game was in the studio you're in.
Yeah. Ooh.
Played Monopoly right before COVID really hit because that's how we were filling time with no sports. And then I did play a little bit with my late mother before she passed away because she liked the game Monopoly. So since then, nada.
So have you ever played the game of life?
No, I haven't. I never did, but I'm playing it right now.
Yeah.
Every day.
It's
every
a good board
waking
game.
Hour, and I'm awake this hour for you guys.
Wow, that's
I think you're really awake to plug your pod.
Yes.
Let's be honest,
yeah. Yeah.
Get it in. Who was on the podcast this week?
The pod you speak of. If you're not familiar, if you're an Orioles fan out there, then you know about the Be More Ball pod.
Yes.
That's where we are on social media. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast on YouTube, well, you're missing out on free food opportunities at Be More Ball Pod. That's Be More Ball Pod. And when I see you guys, you'll get that free food.
Yeah.
Compliments of Lido Pizza.
Speaking of free food, Jerry, he'll covered many drafts.
Yes.
In your,
he'll be there this weekend.
Career. What do you look forward to most draft week?
Well, besides the Ravens making the pick and that wrap-up press conference, in between, there is a lot of indulging. I mean, the NFL draft, to me, represents one of the biggest media food bonanzas of the year.
Yeah.
It's second to none in terms of events. Preakness, to me, is the single greatest day we have. But the NFL draft is 3 days of food. And there are some sports writers in this town that have gained up to 10 pounds between the meals and the cheese puffs and the candy selection.
Why don't you name names, tough guy?
I'm not going to name
Give us
names.
Some initials. Come on. Well, give us a hint.
One maybe, is JC?
One may be retired right now. One may be retired right now. The other may be a longtime writer who has covered the football team. And, I mean, you know, sometimes it's two,
Peter
sometimes
Schmuck?
Three meals a day. So
is Peter Schmuck one of them? Are you alluding to Peter Schmuck?
He's more of a baseball guy.
Names. Huh? No, he is not, and I'm not naming
him. Let me ask you about
Let's
you,
play a
Jerry.
Game. Let's play process of elimination.
Would it be below you to say on the third day of the draft where they do rounds 3 through 7 and they just leave out like a buffet, would it be below you to just show up to eat and then leave?
And that's day one, that's day two, that's day
that's
three. What are you
weekend.
Talking about? Would it be below me? That's part of the job. I'm showing up to cover a press conference.
No, just to eat and then leave.
Well, that'll be earlier in the day. But because of the proximity to where I am in the Ravens complex, I do have the ability to stop by, get something to eat, and I live so close, I could take ice cream from there, and it wouldn't melt by the time I, you know, reach my driveway, probably.
Would you ever make multiple trips just for the food? Like, if it was better than you thought it would be, would you go home, get a bigger bag, and then come back?
How about the question should be phrased, how many times have you done that over the 25-year history of covering the draft?
Give me an over-under.
How many times?
How many?
Dozens.
Dozens of times you've gone back?
Yeah.
Wow.
PR never gives you a hard time?
Well, that's baked into the cake.
Well, I'm asking, I'm insisting on a nameplate. In the media room, there is no nameplate for me. I sit in a visiting media spot, which is below me.
Well, that is beneath you.
And
yes.
They said you just show up. One media hack said that you just show up for food. I mean, why would we give you a spot in the press room?
I was told they don't know how to spell Aloysius, and that's they're waiting for you.
What about this?
But I do want to tell you something. There is an event that is on the horizon that surpasses the NFL draft, and it doesn't come every year. But coming up this summer is the BMW Championship at the most exclusive of country clubs we have in this area, Caves Valley, which is a catered event.
Mm.
And because golf starts so early, as you guys well know, and ends so late, we are looking at three meals a day.
Get out of here. What if they did this to honor you at the castle? You know that the table they put up in the media room, like when there's a lot of food there and they set that table up by the windows?
Yes.
What if they named that table after you?
Oh, that'd be good.
What if that was the Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman folding table at the castle, at One Winning Drive, at Ravens.com?
Yes. At Black Lung.
At the Black, Or they name a bottle of rum in the Black Lung after you.
Black Wing.
Well, that would be nice.
Have you been in the Black Lung?
Have I been there?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. By accident, I did roam in there. I was there when they opened it, and actually had a cocktail at the bar when they opened it and had someone take a picture of me because I said, this isn't going to happen again. But somehow I did weasel my way in during a game. I took a wrong turn, and there I was, but I left promptly because I had to be somewhere else.
Okay.
We are talking.
I haven't really indulged there. Yeah. I haven't indulged there.
We are talking to the good Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's get some serious stuff out from you, because you are the co-host of the Be More Ball podcast. What do you think of this ball team that we have here in Baltimore right now, the Orioles, who have been outscored 31-2 over the last two games?
Aren't they like a minus 30 run differential in the year now?
27.
Yeah, they're plus minus on the court. It's like, what was that? That Kuzma line I think we saw the other day?
Yeah.
Their last two games are two of the worst back-to-back games that I can remember since I've been covering this team. And, I mean, what I saw Sunday in person, and I predicted midway through the game, to Peter Schmuck, who was sitting near me in the press box, I said, which position player, or maybe it was Grace Grill from 13.
They look very similar, yes.
Same drop.
Well, get them mixed up all the time.
They were both sitting right near me, and I said, which position player do you think is primed to pitch today? Because at that point, it was 11-1. And thank God the game wasn't taken off the board at that point, and I was able to jump all over the over and the spread. It was wonderful to be able to do that, realizing that position players were eventually going to have to throw the baseball. That was an embarrassment. That was historically bad, because right after I moved to Baltimore in 1977, I remember the Earl Weaver game where he had to turn Elrod Hendricks.
78,
yep. At Exhibition Field, I think it was.
Yeah, in Toronto. Yeah, they lost 24-10.
Yep, remember that game very well. And it's historical, and this was just as bad, if not worse. And then what we saw yesterday was almost historical, too.
Jerry, if this season continues to trend downwards, when could we see a big change? Memorial Day, June, All-Star break?
Do you think ownership wants to pull the plug on anyone in that warehouse or in the dugout?
Well,
I don't get that feeling.
I think Hyde will be the scapegoat.
I don't think they're going to have a choice to.
When the GM goes to them and says, hey, I got an idea how to fire up the clubhouse and fix things.
Yeah, well, Hyde would be the guy for me. I think he's run his course, in my opinion. Nice guy. He's no Buck Showalter, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, he has mismanaged too many times. And I understand that things are being controlled in the warehouse. But if there's going to be a fall guy, we know it's not going to be the general manager before the manager.
Should they both go together? Should they throw them both out?
They both arrived together, but again, I don't know what ownership is thinking. They're not transparent in that.
What is Aloysius thinking?
Yes.
Would you fire, if you fire one, should you fire them both?
No.
Oh.
I would get rid of one first and then see how things play out. But the team needs a spark. If this continues, the team needs a spark in that direction. And it's not me walking into the clubhouse to motivate the guys or Brandon Hyde trying to turn over the buffet table. You know, I mean, that's old school. That doesn't work anymore with these guys. Again, I think I heard at the top of the show, you made an excellent point, Jason, and it's a rare one when you do that.
Thank
but
you.
Coming off an off day to put up that type of performance after the embarrassment that was Sunday is mind-boggling.
Maybe they just don't care that much. I don't know. I mean, maybe they're of the mindset that they're such hot bleep from what they did in the minors, and they've had a GM blow smoke up their backside and say how great they are forever. You know, maybe that's not Hyder's problem. Maybe the GM created a monster.
He could have. I know how you feel about the GM. I mean,
he got to go.
How do you know, Jerry?
Don't speak for me.
Jason's very vague.
He's very vague.
People send me these posts that he writes on Instagram. He's a big Instagram.
Yeah, big Graham guy. Yeah.
Huh?
Twitter.
He's kidding. He said he means Twitter.
We know. We know.
Yeah, you're not on Instagram. You're not on Facebook. We know, Jason.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the real world. I'm not in the world of pencils. I haven't penciled out the next 7 years of the American League. I'm in the here and now.
Jerry, but before we let you go, I got to ask you about your favorite NBA player, and that is LeBron James.
Oh, wow.
What do you think of the Lakers' chances in the West?
You know, this guy, despite the alleged steroid use for him to be able to play
NBA. Wow.
I said alleged.
By who?
Who's ever alleged that?
A lot of smart people in the NBA are wondering how
they won.
At the age of 40 performs at this level.
Wow.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
A lot of smart people.
Yes.
And I will say, he's looking every bit of 40 right now. They barely hung on last night. They're probably not going to get out of this round.
Dude,
and
they held the team to 85 points. I mean, that's pretty good.
This guy's a fraud. They tried to help him out with Luka. It hasn't worked. He got his kid into the NBA. I mean, this is straight out nepotism what he's done. It's a sham. It's an embarrassment. He's done nothing since that bubble championship he won, which was fraudulent as well.
Yeah.
And he's not the greatest player of all time. He won't end his career that way. He will end his career as the greatest scorer of all time. The most points because he played, well, more games
than Michael. Is he at least in your top 10 now?
Absolutely not. He has not cracked the top 10. He hasn't won a championship since I released my top 10 a few years ago, exclusively on this very radio station.
Oh, do we have a copy of that so we can go back to it?
I have to dig it up, but I can tell you he's not in the top 10. I had Kareem ahead of him.
Yes.
I had Magic. I had Russell. I had Chamberlain. I think I even had Pistol Pete Maravich.
Didn't he have Tony Parker ahead of him? Am I making that up?
No, I didn't have Tony Parker, but certainly Julius Erving, Larry Bird. Larry Bird, for sure, is a better player than LeBron James. Anyone who watched Larry Legend play,
for sure. Jarrett, let the people know about the podcast.
The Be More Ball podcast. Forget about my opinions about everything I just said. If you're a baseball fan, at the Be More Ball Pod on social media. And again, subscribe to the podcast, Be More Ball Pod. We are giving away randomly, if you subscribe and show us evidence, those Lido Pizza gift cards.
There he is.
Text me who gained 10 pounds. Yes. I want the names.
Yeah, text them to
Jason. Wow, the clues weren't good enough.
They weren't really clues.
Football writer and a retired writer.
Oh,
I think
that's
I just
kind of a
one
short
of
list. In a, you know, I mean, we're not looking at a large list of candidates.
All right. Was it John Stedman?
Thank you for your service.
Was it John Stedman?
Steady.
He's a retired writer.
He was skinny.
But he's a retired writer.
Yes, it was John Stedman and
Phil Jackman.
Vito Stellino.
Oh, very nice.
I made up both of those names.
Jarrett,
both made up.
Thanks, man. We'll chat soon.
You got it, guys. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
There he goes. Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. We'll come back, Northern Exposure. And we take a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, and what are they going to do in the draft? We'll hear from Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan next here on The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.